Fort Wilderness for the 18 hour bulletin around news in context. President Malawi Hichilema has called for zero tolerance to corruption in the issuance of licenses. Political spiritual management emphasizing the need for transparency and formalization of reform of the sector. Speaking at the Hichilema Fort Mining Conference, President Hichilema has urged miners to engage in legal in a bigger pardon, has urged miners to engage in legal trading and avoid selling to illegal buyers, stating that formal transactions are key to ensuring miners benefit fully from their work. The head of state has highlighted the importance of adhering to safe mining practices to prevent fatalities, environmental degradation and pollution of research bodies. The president has further declared that no mining activities will be allowed in restricted areas such as Kitonge, citing national security concerns. President Hichilema has warned that such areas often become breeding grounds for criminal activity and that government will not tolerate operations that put mines at risk.
This is I'm mining to give you a license. You should be one of those holding license in that way. If not, this limit of those who should give you licenses when you are done. And there must be no corruption in the issuance of licenses. Citizens must be allowed to have access to license. We must have an efficient system in the issuance of license. That's what you as a government must be asking this government and this ministry, that we don't want corruption in the issuance of license.
The Orange Magistrate Court has convicted and sentenced two Tanzanian nationals identified as Mrisho Shabazz and Elton Park for aiding and abetting the illegal entry of nine Ethiopian nationals into the country. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Mamati Shinta says the duo was each sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha or in default 4 months before imprisonment. He said in addition the state has applied for the forfeiture of the truck used in the commission of the offense. Nissan Shinta said the nine Ethiopians aged between 18 and 27 were discovered hidden between carefully packed window panes glass sheets aboard a truck and had been charged with failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry and are scheduled to appear in court soon.
The bureau is supposed to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha during the course of 4 months since I've been given an exit. The state has applied for a forfeiture for the past year to the commission of a fine through a vehicle in Akabang Tunnel Park, the labyrinth vehicle, and then registration number 26123582907. Now we pursue a second action to focus to 21663277, where the bureau of government ordered 25,100.
Government says over 100,000 youths have enrolled in technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training for that institution. Over the past 4 years, a significant increase from 34,000 previously. Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mfantse, has attributed the growth to the growing hunger among youth to acquire practical skills, though he acknowledged that the barriers to access still exist. Speaking during the Industrial Trade Week Africa 2025, held under the theme, Powering Africa's Industrial Future by Advancing the Skills Ecosystem, Mr. Mfantse has emphasized the importance of sharing best practices across the continent and providing financial support to empower young people to experience change.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Labor and Social Security Permanent Secretary Zachariah Luhanga has reaffirmed the government's commitment to enhancing skills development, adding that several policy interventions are underway to address the persistent skill mismatch in labor patterns in the labor market. And Union Development Agency NetCAD Director for Human Capital and Institutional Development, Tanya Johnson, has revealed that over 60 young people from across Africa have been flown into the country to participate in the conference, alongside more than 40 experts in artificial intelligence and digitalization.